we have any additions or deletions?
Marla was going to...
Yeah.
Oh, that was for visitors. I do not have any additions.
Get a sit.
No, I'm sitting.
Okay.
Been sitting all day.
Yeah. Visitors, Eric.
Yep.
You wanna?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask if we just trying to plan and get a little bit of a earlier start on the ride, our fundraising ride for Ride from Ole in May. Because we're trying to reach out to, you know, vendors and sponsors and stuff, and we were a little behind the eight ball last year, but so yeah, that we got planned for May 9th, same course, nothing's really changed, yeah, that's pretty much it. The 350, I mean, I think we're stick with a 350 number, which seems to work out pretty well for parking and pretty much everything, so we don't want to get it too big, you know.
Anticipate the course layout similar to this past year?
Yeah, so it would come in the curvy down by, I'm not sure where the line is, down on Mount Hunger Road somewhere.
Coming up the Brook Road?
Come up Brook. And out here, and the short one would just go up around Brookside and then back along the ridge, and doesn't go down Brook, it goes down the ridge road right into town, and then the long one would go up over Kirby Mountain and around through Victory again.
Yep.
So pretty much the same, you know. Have you heard anything, any feedback from anybody in the past?
No, everything's good, as I know. So if we're not hearing any complaints, we're doing it right, or you're doing it right. So.
Yeah.
Well, so. FedEx guy complained when he was delivering, but on a Saturday, the FedEx guy kind of complained.
Because of the riders?
Riders, yeah. And he was trying to make deliveries, Saturday morning deliveries. And, but one guy, nobody else. I mean, it was pretty, at our house, it was pretty non-event.
Yeah. Yeah, it was rainy last year too, in the beginning, and chilly. We ended up getting a little bit bigger tent, and getting heat in the tent, which was a godsend because people had a great time. But I don't think they would have had much fun if we hadn't done that. But so yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we're not sure what our construction schedule is, but we probably won't get started before May 9th. So.
No.
You should be good there.
On Brook Road?
On Brook Road,
So. Okay. Well, it's in good shape now. So. Yeah. Okay.
Seems like it's been a good event. So.
The Brook Road?
We're trying to keep it high quality and not overdo it.
Yeah.
You know, too many numbers like some of the other events have gotten in the past.
Yeah.
It's enough for us to handle. So yeah, we raised about 32,000 net last year, and
nice.
I think we gave out. I mean, I was thinking as I was driving up here, I was like, I should check and see how much is actually going back into the Northeast Kingdom. We gave out about. I mean, we have other fundraising too, you know, just on the website and gifts and stuff. But I think we've given over 60,000 out, and I think our total income is like 80 or 85 for the year. But probably about half of that's in the back into the kingdom, and a lot of it right here, Kingdom Kids, Burke School. What else have we done locally?
Well, it should be a little easier with the. Bridge / culvert replaced and stuff that, so
should
facilitate
we had to get permission from the landowner last year and build a bridge across there and stuff, so it'd be a lot nicer have that back going.
Yep.
So. Might be a toll on it before we're done.
Yeah, they did a nice job on that.
Yep.
But yeah, so we just want to get the okay from the town. We got, I've already talked to Concord, they're good. Burke's good. I'm going to Newark Wednesday. Lindenville is always good, I think, with a few caveats about the patrol, you know, in the beginning and stuff along the ridge there, but no incidents yet, knock on wood.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So,
you want a good job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got insurance. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thanks, okay. Eric.
Well,
yeah, we're good.
Yep.
Yeah,
we're
all set.
Have a good holiday. An official vote?
No,
or?
We're all set.
Okay. All right.
And you are.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
Enjoy the
thank
wonder.
You. Happy New Year.
Okay, Keith.
Okay, so we had a meeting with FEMA and Vermont Emergency Management last week. The first page, I updated the spreadsheet from last month. And so, and I also keyed in Vermont Emergency Management, the DPS is on their butt paying us for the 9, 10, 11 July 2024 storm. So that money, that $64,000, actually they should close that out, so it should be closer to $77,000. We should see that if we if it's not already come your way. Aaron, have you seen anything in the account?
I have not. And I haven't gotten any emails from them either. He said I would get like a bunch of paperwork and I have not gotten that either.
Okay. So that we should see that $77,000 here in within the month. They're behind.
I'll check the account tomorrow. I haven't been in since Thursday. Yeah. I'll check it tomorrow.
That's from who? The 77?
Where's 77?
It's not. It's $64,564 right. Reimbursement funds not paid. The DPS July 9/11/2024.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll at least see the $64,500. Should be closer to $78,000.
Okay.
Okay, I added a number down below that. Bridge 4 federal cost share. FEMA has said that they can prepay us for the work that we did on Bridge 4, 75% of it.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than waiting for the Brook Road to be done, we'll expect to see the $250,000, not right away, but certainly by early spring.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So that changes the overall numbers at the bottom. You know, roughly $2.8 million available for us to work with, including the Vermont bond bank loan remaining. However, you know, we use that, that becomes a liability at, you know, $670,000. So our net loss going in would be $768,585 unless we use some of that Vermont bond bank, and then it becomes $1.4 million.
Where did 2.8 come from?
Okay, repair funds available, reimbursement funds not paid. So $2.1 million plus $718,000. Sorry, I look at these numbers all the time, and and then I throw them at you. And so it's not on there, but you know, money that $718,000 we don't have in our hands yet. So you know, it's money that should be coming in, and you know, I'll keep pinging away at it till we can get as much money or as the money flowing to us that we are.
That minus 768 is these two numbers here added together?
2.8 million minus the liability minus the estimated repair, bridge repair road costs. So roughly what it is 2.8 million minus the funding liabilities of 1.2 million. Minus the 2.4 million remaining costs. So again, as we go into the Vermont bond bank loan, those become additional liabilities. So we're looking at a 1.4 million that we still are going to end up having to fund somehow going into the end of construction next.
We got a thing from Bond Bank saying that they were taking applications for winter funding that would be available in the spring. I did put in an application for $1 million. It was very different than the other applications I've done with them, but I have not heard anything back at all, so maybe I will this week.
Yeah, you can, if they need any numbers, you can give them these numbers.
So that $2.8 million is what you're saying.
Is right? Money that should be flowing right. Flowing to us.
Yeah, I got that. And if we paid off the bond bank and everything else that we have in debt, was we'd be $768 in the hole? Is that what you're telling me?
No, that's assuming we don't touch the Vermont bond bank loan that we currently have available. That's $670,000. Right. If we touch that, then our funding gap is $1.49 million.
Okay.
So, you know, I played with that, but until we get into the construction, you know, the engineer gives us a plan, and then the plans are approved, and then we actually get construction going, we won't know what that number is till next September. The other thing that they did talk about, because that Bridge 6 is such a expensive project, that puts us into...
Down here you're talking?
Yeah. That puts us into the large project category. They will need to see those plans in advance. As soon as we have the bridge plans, they will also need the stream engineer to, that's Jaron Borg, to approve the work to be done in advance of any work being done. So I'm assuming Nate's going to be here.
Beyond the H&H stuff that they've already done?
Right. He has to see what the engineer has planned.
Okay.
Now, the good news is I stood out there with those two guys for an hour last fall. They work together every day. So
Nate, and you're talking to the engineer, and yeah.
So that is not a big deal.
Right. Yeah.
We just got to make sure that Nate gives us his plans soon enough.
Right.
Before construction, and that Jaron is part of, in the loop on that so that they can go look at it ahead of time.
Right.
And I'm sure Nate is...
Do both projects require the overview? The bridge is one thing, the road...
They're all, in terms of FEMA, they're all combined.
Right.
Now, if, and I'm going to follow up on it, if we can break them out, then we stay under the million.
Right.
But we still probably are going to need, we don't know what that bridge is going to cost, so we still want to have those plans, and that the stream engineer definitely has to approve what we're going to do in advance, because in 2024 we just repaired culverts and stuff and we didn't get this Jaron in there in advance, and then we had to go back in after the fact and get after the fact approval.
The stream engineer is concerned more about the road we're going to widen over the bank than he is the bridge, because we already have our H&H tests for the bridge.
I mean, the bridge is pretty much cut and dry.
You would think. Yeah.
I know.
The engineer and stream engineer, they'll talk.
They'll work it out.
They'll work it out.
Do you have contact information for Nate Seacart?
Do I?
Yeah.
I think I do.
If he's the one doing the engineering and he's the one writing up the bids, I'm not sure how involved we will be with actually seeing his design. Mm-hmm. So you might want to just let him know that Jaron needs to look it over or approve it or whatever.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Well, he's got to we've got to see it before anything happens. So.
Yeah, I would think, like everything else, there's an engineer's estimate. That's first thing.
Yeah, he'll come in and meet with us.
He'll give you an engineer's estimate, and then from there, we'll have a conversation, like you did with the others. So, good news is the money's still flowing in. I will try and break that single project into separate components to keep it under the large project category. We still will need to forward the plans and certainly Jaron Borg's approval for
Jared is through A&R right now.
He's
the new A&R guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I continue working that, keep the money flowing. Okay. Talking to VEM on radios. I know we discussed getting radios here. And Vermont Emergency Management, through the Regional Emergency Management Committee, is working on starting a communication plan for the region. And so I was supposed to meet with the rep today on a Zoom session, but he and his whole family came down with the flu and he had to wave off. So he and I are going to discuss types of radios, and from my perspective as at emergency management, we want to be able to talk to fire department, and because we've set up within the region a regional incident planning approach to how we talk to each other in the event of a regional, you know, like we had in 2024, mm-hmm. where we had large areas were hit. And unfortunately, even with the cellular communications, if those go down, radio is really a good backup. And so, you know, we'll see, you know, trying to get least cost, best value, most capabilities. The only issue we'll have here, given the topography, is South Kirby, North Kirby, even with radios, you got to have a repeater somehow.
So I just ordered a set of them. You ever heard of a rapid radio?
Yes, I have.
We're up in Maine, Bingham, Maine, and I was inside a camp talking to my son-in-law down at the chicken farm in New Hampshire at the dinner table. So those things are just unbelievable because they go off the satellites.
Right. Okay.
So,
but they won't be on the fire department frequency.
No, that's what's going to screw us is the fire. I got six of them for $1,000, and they all come with chargers. And for the town itself, if we
I have fire department radios regular.
Yeah.
With my own frequency for mm-hmm. mine.
Okay.
But I bought them through the Burlington Fire Department, but I just got my own frequency.
Mm-hmm.
But we can buy the same radios that the fire department has and jump right on their frequency.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're going to sort through within the regional emergency management how best to do that so we're not out of pocket. We try and get grants or whatever. Some of the things that are coming down the road are cell phones like T-Mobile. You can sign up, and I've checked. We have access to T-Mobile and probably some of the other carriers. Several of the carriers are moving that direction, where you can get text via satellite. I don't know what your costs were. Were there costs associated with the rapid radio?
First year was free. Then you have to have a $50 subscription per radio after the first year.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. So, anyway, we're going to be exploring that in the coming months and try and get dual use so that we can talk within the town.
But with those radios, nobody else is on my band.
Right.
Except for those six radios.
Right.
Right. Right. And I'm guessing your frequency is...
Just mine.
Just yours.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But can it talk to the fire department?
No, because I'm not on that frequency.
Right. It's the same.
So it's the same radio. I just have the same radio the fire departments have, but I have my own frequency.
Yeah.
So you can listen what's going on.
But you listen, no, you no. can't. I have my own frequency. I have four radios, one frequency. Four radios, talk to four radios, and you hear four radios. You don't hear nothing else.
Well, gotcha. Okay. Either way, this is all good news because you have six and you have four, and that's a lot more than we had.
So... if you were to buy, say, the town bought six radios, they would just jump on with Lindenville frequency,
mm-hmm.
and then you would be in contact with Lindenville mm-hmm. Fire Department.
Right.
And I'm assuming probably all the fire departments in this area have that same frequency.
Yeah, they talk to each other routinely.
Right.
They talk to each other routinely.
So I have the same radios that the fire department carry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just I have my own
radio.
Frequency.
Right.
Anyway, we'll thrash through that in the Regional Emergency Management Committee over the coming months, and maybe next summer we'll be able to present some options
mm-hmm.
to the town on what we want to do. But in the meantime, we got 10 radios.
And I looked at those. I wondered how those would work. I didn't.
I was bewildered. I grabbed it out of the backpack and threw it on the table, and he says, "You want to talk to Jake?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Press the button." I pressed the button. "What's going on?" He goes, "Oh, that might work." I'm like, "Holy shit, I can't believe this."
That's good news. That's good news. And hopefully we can get that kind of capability both within the town and being able to talk to the fire at the same time. That's the direction we want to go. Okay, the second sheet here talks about local Vermont alert social media messaging. So we can sign up as a town to notify either residents or the town itself about hazards in the case of, you know, a major rainstorm like we had in 2024. You know, my first alert was from the Weather Service at 2 a.m., which said, Danville, seek higher ground immediately. I'm like, oh, they're 1,000 feet. That's a pretty big water. So anyway, so we will, I'll look into it, and I'll be able to address this here, you know, later in the winter. Mm-hmm. So we have some, you know, broadening communication options. The state is looking at, they'll probably field something to the towns, I'm guessing, but mm-hmm. that may come later, and region will come up with something first. Anyway, but there are a lot of increasing options out there. Mm-hmm. So that's all I have for now. Good news is we got
some money coming in.
Money coming in. Mm-hmm. $350,000. So that will help.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Keith.
Yep. Thanks. Good.
Nope. I've got one, and I'm actually
going to
put it behind the minutes in the town folder.
Did you
give
me both of them?
Yeah,
same.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Yep. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Yeah. I'll check back tomorrow and see if there's anything. I'll let you know.
I'll give you some extra news.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care.
All right. Yeah.
As long as we're on the sort of subject, at the end of December, our contract with
is over.
Right.
Matt.
Not to be renewed mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form. Do we need to notify him with quote unquote 2 weeks notice, whatever type of thing, that his contract will not be renewed? I think it should be done, whether...
You know, I don't think we have to. I mean, he has a date on it. He's done. He's done.
Right.
And but
it
would be... Until we renew a new contract, then his contract's done.
We could just send him an email, or somebody send him an email and just tell him that...
Thanks for your work.
Thanks for your help.
We'll be continuing without you.
Do you want me to send it?
Sure. Should have stopped seeing him yesterday when I down by his house.
Should we clear up for the record, because we're being recorded, that his services were good and and completed?
But no, I didn't have a problem
with
that.
Ruggles has offered to do it all.
Yeah, we were happy with
at
your
service. No additional cost, so there's no reason.
We were happy with your service, but
in the communication to him, don't mention that Nate's going to continue.
No.
You know, just thank you very much. Appreciate your work, et cetera, et cetera. But we're prepared to move on at this point.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm sure you can figure it out.
Okay, Marla is not coming. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of the November 10th Select Board meeting.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. John not here with the road report, but
he said he had nothing. He was here since 2:30 this morning, and he had fuel issues with the loader, so he had a very long day. So he was headed home to get some sleep. But he said he doesn't have anything. He said,
do you have any idea what his fuel issue?
Probably gelling up.
Probably.
I don't know. He said he ended up going to another town for use. He said he got it used.
What do you mean? It depends if they cut it or not. I mean, some guys cut it 50-50. Some guys cut it 60-40. I mean, it all depends what the company's cutting it at the time you got your delivery.
Whatever it was, he said that he got a used part from another town, and he's placed an order for a new part. But he thinks that they're going to have to come here and...
work on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Which he doesn't want, because it's like $500 for them to just...
It was mentioned plowing across the road stuff. Did anything that you say anything
it's
to you?
It's a state law that you're not supposed to plow right. across the road.
People do it all the time, unfortunately.
So you can go farther and make a town policy, but then the town's going to be responsible for follow through on that. And if there's no follow through, then there's no sense in having a policy. I mean, it's
well,
like
I know John mentioned it before.
He's not going to give a ticket.
So I just said to put it on there, and I'd get his opinion on. But he said, you know, once if somebody plows a crossroad, if they don't clean it up and it freezes,
right?
Then when he hits it with a plow,
right,
it'll take him right out of the seat.
Yeah.
He said it's damaged his plow blade before too.
Yeah, the guys that are plowing across the road, if they don't clean it up, then I'll go see him. And yeah. Listen, it's state law. You're only supposed to plow across the road, but we're being nice, and you better clean up your mess.
John said a lot of the issues are like people built houses where camps used to be without making any room to push snow.
Right.
So.
I mean, some of these driveways come down right to the road,
but yeah. It's like,
and you've got nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you can push it uphill, but you know, they got mailboxes down there. You're trying to get around and everything else.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's, I think, let's just put a notice on the Kirby webpage.
Do you want to do that? Do you want
to
do that?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
And
what's the notice going to say?
We're just going to let them know that it's that if you're gonna plow across the road, which is already a law that you are not supposed to,
right?
That you need to clean it up.
Right. Clean up your plow mess. Yeah.
Right. And if not, then you'll be getting a visit from somebody. And if there's any damages to the equipment, that and I'll put in there. That's why we don't plow across the road, because it will damage
the
equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So basically, if John sees something more than once, if he tells us, are we as a town contact somebody, or do you send the sheriff after him because they violated a state law?
I'm just
curious.
If he notices anything, take a couple pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Get your phone, take a couple pictures, and
somebody needs to
move
contact
on
the owner
there.
And tell them.
Yep.
Yep.
So
you see a lot of it, Mike? Your travels?
I do one up here, but I always clean up my mess when I'm done.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
I've seen
sure
the
back
of
my truck at an angle, and I clean it all up and back up the road and throw it over the bank.
Yeah.
The guy down in Concord, Professor Kevin. He takes all his snow and piles it right in the road with a scoop.
Bullshit.
The pile will be as big as that desk.
Yeah.
So that the plow can come along and push it into the field.
Yeah, that's bullshit. When that freezes,
and
that ain't good.
I can't imagine Dane ain't told him, just push it over on your field.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
There's one guy over here that does it a lot, going towards my house. He comes down and pushes all his across the road.
Halpin does a lot. I think he does 4 or 5 right up there by him.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he doesn't clean up very well because he goes to work at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll clean out 4 driveways and head to work.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a snowstorm at night or during the night and these guys plow the door in the morning, I mean, I usually look at the road and say, has the town truck been by yet? Because you know he's coming by within the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't even going to know it. But when you decide to clean up your road, your driveway the next 2 days down the road, and the town truck's already been through, and you leave a mess in the road,
right.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right, I'll throw something on there and keep them, let them know that we know it could be a potential problem.
Yeah.
All right, Waterford Lawn Care contract.
So this is for
This is for last year.
The services that they've already completed and I've already paid them for, but we'll need that for our workers' comp audit. The page with the OCP and the next one, keep that for a second. The next page, too. It's two in a row.
Two pages.
Are we... We ain't worried about it now.
You get one on the next page, too, Mike.
Oh, what?
Complete the road access permit. That's the one you just did?
Yep.
Yep, I've got it, so we're good.
Okay. Budget holder of bills.
John's any word on part-time help besides what's his name?
Nothing I've heard about.
Okay. Just curious. It's funny you didn't sing it this morning. Maybe that issue back there was the reason why.
Sand in my side.
Sand didn't sand our road at all.
That's a lot of shoveling in the truck without a loader.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Probably had just enough
about a loader.
Just enough to hit a few spots. I think he sanded my side. Maybe he didn't.
They're still trying to figure out exactly how to set it up for John. Probably a couple more weeks. Yeah, well, because he wanted a standard, but because of all the accessories or whatever, they were trying to find room for all the levers somewhere that would work for him. So that's the last I heard. I told him he should take a day and just go down and just look at it in person.
Pardon?
I told him he should just drive down and go look at it in person. Because they're trying to like sell it and send pictures over his cell phone, and he's trying to figure it out that way, and I'm like, that's difficult.
Sign of the boys, $172,000. So that's the truck, correct?
Yep. And then there's another bill coming for the body and all that.
I keep hearing a bunch of stories out of the old gravel place that there are no more one tons and no more small vehicles. Somebody keeps saying that they're going to go to a concrete business. You heard any of that, Mike?
Peckham?
Yeah.
I heard a rumor of it.
Why the red highlight on the Peckham check?
Because I still need to do that check. It was
Oh, no check number. Sorry.
Right. It's my reminder for myself to check that. Well, we've been back and forth and back and forth. Our billing is a disaster.
This is terrible.
So I think we finally got it figured out, and we have one more invoice to pay, and then I think John's been going to Manchester for materials.
Yeah, no, he's not the only one that's not very happy with those people. At all. We have the delinquent taxes department.
I think the only one I've gotten since I got back was DeCastro, so that was a good 12,000 something. And I've got some toward the ESA trust, but that was a 24. So that one would go to tax sale in the spring. So he's working on paying off that one too.
So we're still running higher than average not paying? No?
I wouldn't say so.
No? I thought early on
well, actually,
you were...
I've got a couple checks in the mail that also could potentially be delinquent taxes. I did send out reminders, friendly reminders, right before I left for vacation.
Still talking about that big expansion?
Now they're looking at a place up at the industrial park.
Lindenville? Up the hill?
Huh. Yeah. Webb building, I mean the Moose Club building, not quite, the lot's not quite feasible for tractor trailer.
I wouldn't think so. I thought it was, I wasn't 100% sure where, but I didn't. Knowing that would be not very good.
I don't remember which building up there, up at the industrial park, but it's bigger than the building that we have now.
So an empty one that's already...
Yeah.
Okay, the next select board meeting will be January 5th, 6 p.m.
We're going to have to also set up a budget meeting for early January.
Right. Yeah. Usually like a week after that meeting, so it'll be somewhere around the 12th.
So we'll set it up at that meeting?
Yeah, it'll be somewhere around the 12th or so. Figure out what morning we can all get together and. Mm-hmm. And do it on a Tuesday morning when you're here.
Sure. Sounds good.
Anything else you got?
No, I'm good.
Okay, and make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
So moved.